AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back against President Biden's call to wind down the military offensive in the Gaza Strip. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a morning call, the White House says the president told Netanyahu he expected a significant de-escalation today after visiting Israel's military headquarters. Netanyahu said while he greatly appreciates the president's support, he's also determined to continue the operation. That marks the first public rift between the U.S. and Israel since the fighting started last week. The president had until now avoided publicly pushing Israel for a ceasefire amid continuing rocket fire by Hamas militants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president did not mention the Middle East in a graduation speech at the Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut. A bill signing today in Texas.
The Texas Heartbeat Bill is now law in the Lone Star State.
Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, possibly as early as 6 weeks.
Our creators endowed us with the right to life, and yet millions of children lose their right to life every year because of abortion. In Texas, we work to save those lives.
Federal courts have mostly blocked states from enforcing similar measures. The Supreme Court will take up a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. A vote is expected today in the House on a bill to create an independent commission to look into the Capitol riot in January. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he opposes it. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says what Republicans are doing
is beyond crazy to be so far under the thumb of Donald J. Trump.
This is AP News. An upstate New York man allegedly bragged about his role in the Capitol riot, and now he is under arrest.
The Justice Department says Daniel Warmus was arrested Tuesday after someone tipped them off that he was bragging about being inside the Capitol on January 6th during a visit to the dentist. The tipster told agents Warmus even played a video of it during his dental visit. Officials say he's seen insecurity images inside the Capitol as well. Warmus's attorney says his client looks forward to defending himself against the charges. More than 400 people have been arrested since the riot, often outed by friends, family, coworkers, or just people sleuthing on social media after viewing videos. I'm Julie Walker.
Demi Lovato told fans they identify as non-binary and are changing their pronouns. Lovato said they picked gender-neutral pronouns because it best represents the fluidity they feel in their gender expression. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.